Welcome, everyone, to this episode. I am so excited today for the Women Fully Alive podcast. And today I have with me Heidi Schalk. And the reason I really reached out to Heidi was because I saw what she was doing, on social media and in her business. And I realized, that Heidi had a story to tell. And you know that this podcast is always about women telling stories of overcoming fear, overcoming blocks to their highest potential and their highest joy, feeling fully alive. So Heidi is she's a business strategy coach, and she's had a story to tell to get to where she is and to do what she's doing right now. So one of the things that I have also overcome and gone through my own life was overcoming patterns that were getting in the way of my success. So I was overgiving, I was trying to show up perfect, and of course, this led to feeling burnt out, and wanting to be there for everybody never works for anyone. So, Heidi also, she describes herself as a recovering perfectionist, a recovering people pleaser, all those things that women in particular move through in order to become the brightest light that they possibly can. So, welcome to the podcast, Heidi.
Oh, Madeline, I'm so excited to be here. We had an awesome chat behind the scenes, and I'm really excited to dive in with you today. And I'm just so honored that you invited me here, and I'm so grateful to be here with you today. So thank you.
Well, great. Because I think this is something that so many women, particularly women in business, but not even just in business, making transitions, big transitions at midlife or really at any point in their life, into something new, into something that feels scary outside of their comfort zone. So I would love to know a little bit more about your own story and, what led you to be, the success that you're seeing now.
Well, 6 years ago, right around this time, it's actually January, 6 years ago, the gavel hit the table, or the desk inside of the courtroom where it said, divorce granted. And that was the end of an era for me and a journey for me and into a new journey and era for me. And it was super scary. I walked out to my car, and I remember the lawyer actually said to me, because I was crying in the courtroom, and he's like, "I think you might need to go talk to someone, to move through and heal through this process." I sat in the car and I bawled my eyes out because I didn't know what was next. All I knew that was that I was a stay-at-home mom. I didn't have an income in order to take care of me and my kids, and I didn't know what was going to be next. And it was super scary. Just the unknown was like paralyzing to me. So I started before this, before the gavel hit the month before, I'd actually found a coach online. I was moving through Facebook. I was not active on Facebook. It was new to me. It was a new space for me. I probably just entered it months before. And I found this coach online saying that you can become an online coach and build a business. And I was like, "Oh, well, she makes it look so easy. She's crushing it. Of course I can do this. This is going to." But at the same time, the fear was in there of how am I going to do this now that I'm on my own? So I'll be transparent. I worked two jobs as I was building my business, thinking this would be so easy. Unfortunately, I did not realize that the scariest thing inside of building a business is being seen and heard. It's really important when you're in the online
This is
space
it.
that you are putting yourself out there to be seen and heard. And this was not something that I was comfortable doing. I grew up extremely shy. I didn't like to have my picture taken. I always wanted to be in the background. I never wanted to be seen. I never wanted to be heard. And now I'm putting myself out there on online social media, trying to build this business. So you know how that went. It didn't go at all. So I had been in this program, and luckily for me, a woman called me forward, and she said, her and I had become friendly inside the group. We were talking in the messenger, in the DM, and she said, "I have a challenge for you. Will you accept it?" And I was like, "Okay, well, what is she challenging me to do? Maybe write a post." And she said, "I want you to go live in the group, and your topic is my breakdown and my breakthrough." immediately
Oh my goodness.
battling.
Just the
Immediately.
thought of that at that point in time, I could feel it. Yeah. What that means for so many women who are, sensitive or shy or empathic, or you're not used to being in the spotlight. So yeah. So what happened?
So that's all of me. I'm an introvert, I'm an empath, and I'm super shy, right? And I grew up in a space where, in a time of our world where kids were seen and not heard. But for my life, I was seen and not heard. If anything happened and we were seen and heard, I paid for it later. So I knew there were
Okay.
repercussions, and
Yeah.
the repercussions were not pleasant. So this was a huge fear. My body immediately reacted. My chest got tight. My heartbeat started going faster. I started sweating. I started shaking, and I could feel the emotions start bubbling up. My eyes started watering, but I'd already
Yes.
accepted the challenge. And then she said to me, she goes, "I will support you in there. I'll be there with you," which means she was in the comments, but she couldn't be live with me, but she was going to be there with me.
Yeah.
But she was in England. She was on the other side of the pond. I'm in Florida. So she goes, "If you need to do this now." She didn't give me an out. Like, there was no back door. And that's the beauty. I love that term backdoor, and we can dive into that more if you'd like. But there was no back door for me. I committed. She was going to stand for me and support me. That's what I needed. So I did go live. And Madeline, when I tell you, I wish I had a recording because I would completely share it with the world right now. As
Yeah,
ugly as it
yeah.
was, nobody will ever be as bad as I was on this live stream. I was crying. I was hyperventilating. I was shaking. A migraine started ensuing. My face immediately blew up with the ugliest crying that I was doing. But I
On
got through
while
it
you were live?
while I was live. Oh, this all happened while I was live. Like, it was the ugly, everything started happening. Like, you could see the emotion just pouring out of me and the fear pouring out of me on screen. So I
Yeah.
got through it. I didn't die. Like, I still was
Yeah.
alive, but I thought I was going to die. I hit end, and she got back in the DM, and she goes, "Congratulations, that was awesome. I have another challenge for you. Will you accept it?" And I was like, "Well, how bad could this be?" That was the worst thing I had ever experienced, right? She goes, I said,
Right.
"Okay, yes. I mean, how? What were? This is going to be a piece of cake. It's going to be a cakewalk compared to what I just did." And she said, "I want you to go live for the next 5 days." I said, "Good night," and I hung up. I closed out my Facebook. I'll close my computer, and I went to bed because, again, I had a migraine, and so I needed to go
Yeah.
to bed. I went to bed. I woke up the next day, face still puffy, and I got online, and the comments and the support that I had, Madeline, was unbelievable to me. There were so many people saying, "Thank you so much for showing up vulnerably." Vulnerable at that time was an
Wow.
like was an was a dirty word to me. It was a curse word to me, being vulnerable. I didn't
Yeah.
know what vulnerability was. I didn't know how to show up vulnerably. I believe nobody wanted to hear my story. Nobody cared. Like, why would anybody want to listen
Yeah.
to me, right? So
Right.
many people showed up and said, "Oh my gosh, thank you for being showing up so emotional. Thank you for sh showing up so real and raw. You've now inspired me to go live. I've been holding
Love
back." Because that's been
it.
my biggest fear. Or they've also said, "Thank you for inspiring me to step out of my comfort zone. Today I'm doing something scary that I've been scared to do. And I get to do that because thank you for your message." And then one of the coaches inside the program did an impromptu training. She wasn't even supposed to do training, impromptu training around my live stream, talking into the power of vulnerability,
Oh,
into showing up
my
and
goodness.
walking through the fear and doing it scared. That didn't propel my business though, Madeline. I'll be honest. I still had the fear and I still held back, but that was a memory that I'll never forget. So now the great thing about that moment is whenever I have that feeling creep up, whenever I have the tightness in my chest, my throat feels like it's closing, I start shaking, the
Yes.
emotion starts bubbling up. That is my sign. That is my green light that's my next cut. That's where I get to go to next to walk through the fear to up level into whatever I want to create in my life.
Whoa, that is like gold, right there. What you just that what a story, and what an example of when you realize that this was not there to prevent you from danger. It was actually a green light to move forward. And when you move through that, you unlocked yourself and you started unlocking people around you in your world. That's such a hurdle, but I know that's not the last hurdle that you've had. That sounds like that was like the breakthrough. And then what happened after that?
Well, then I started building my business. I actually went through, we were navigating a lot in my life. I was working two jobs as I was building my business, and my children were navigating new schools. My son in third grade was diagnosed immediately. As soon as we transitioned him to a new school, they called us in right away, and he was diagnosed with ADHD. We knew he had it, but I didn't want to put him on medication. But unfortunately, that was the step that was going to help him the best. So we were navigating through a lot of things. I was burning out. I was burning the candle at both ends. My children were getting the worst of me. My why that drove me, that's the one thing that I knew at the end of the day. My why was I wanted to be home with my kids. I was super clear with that. I knew that no matter what was happening with the divorce, what was happening with the transitions we were all making, I wanted to be home with my kids. Was it going to happen on day one? No. But that was the why that made me cry. It tugged on my heartstrings, and I knew that that was where I was working towards to make sure that I was able to be home with them when they needed me. If my son was calling me because they were not, they, you know, sick from school or going through something he was going through emotionally, I could be there for him and shut down and go get him. But it took me a while to get there. But in order for me to get to where I am now, I actually had to put a pause break on. I had to step away from my business, take a break, work the two jobs, navigate, bring everybody together, say no. I had to learn to say no and step away from people pleasing and thinking that I could help everyone. I couldn't help everyone until I helped myself first. So I had to step away from my business, help myself, and get all my ducks in a row emotionally and with my family. And then I relaunched my business, and I was super clear at that point. I knew exactly who I wanted to help. I knew how I wanted to help them. And it wasn't in business strategy. This was an evolution. I knew zero about business when I started this business. So I've grown and evolved into where I am now. And no matter what you're wanting, whether it's your dream relationship, whether it's your financial security, whether it's your health and wellness, that's your goal, or whether it's building a business, everything's an evolution. And it starts with a baby step. And sometimes we have to pause in order to leap forward. So I had to pause and take a step back in order to propel myself 5 steps forward when I relaunched my business, because I had clarity on where I wanted to go, how I was going to navigate this journey going forward, and how it was going to best support my children in my why that I wanted to be home with them.
That sounds so clear to me. Like that the power of to know when you're banging your head against the wall and you're burning out and something has to change, and to not feel like to know that you're not giving up on yourself when you have to put something aside for just for the sake of your own health and your own sanity and your children, for the sake of your why. Like your why was. And what's a bigger why than your family? I don't that's a big why. But to have like that also, I think for a lot of women who are headed, they feel like they're on a train that won't stop, but they know the train, there's going to be a train that there's going to be a train wreck at the end of this. That to actually step out of that and have the courage to say, like, this business is going on the back burner. This is where I am right now. I'll come back to you when I feel ready. That how did you know when that point was? Did you just know, like, that something's got to shift?
Yeah, it was. I was at burnout, and unfortunately, I don't want people to get there because that's not where you want it. You don't want to get to that point where you have to take a step back. But that's where I was, unfortunately. And I knew that in order, I didn't know at the time if I would ever come back to my business. I think deep inside of me, I knew, because when you're an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur. You have you have that spirit. One, I just knew I was connected to my why, and my why, that's where I start with my clients. I'm always like, "What's the why that makes you cry?" And most of them are like, "Well, I want to make money." That's great. We all do. But that's not going to keep you going when the days get tough and it gets hard. And I don't care what transformation you're looking to achieve and what you're looking for in your life, whether it's building a business, creating that relationship, or financial freedom, or your perfect health, navigating through a health challenge you're having, you still need to be connected to that why, because no matter what you're moving through, there's going to be hard days. And we tend to feel when we're moving through something, we feel alone. We feel like nobody understands us. Nobody else is going through this. And then we'll pull back and lone wolf it. We'll retreat. That is the biggest
Yes.
mistake and one of the things I learned. I'm a lone wolfer. I'm an empath. I'm shy. I
Me
don't like
too.
to ask for
Yeah.
help. You know, we want to show up perfect. We want to show up like we've got our act together, especially many of us as women. We're juggling a lot of hats all at once. We've got a lot of balls in the air. We don't want to let anybody know we're weak, right? If we ask for help, we're weak. Actually asking for help is power. It's allowing someone else to give the gift of support. As humans, we like to support each other. We need to have that interaction, that connection. Babies need love and touch when they're born in order to thrive.
Yeah.
They can get by with less food, but they cannot get by without love and connection and touch. As humans, we don't lose that. So if we're not asking for help, we're retreating and we're feeling like we're alone. And it's a much harder journey. And most likely, that's why we're going to not be able to get to where we want to go. So asking for help was a huge stepping stone that I had to come to. So I got to step back and pause. And then when I started up again, I said, you know what, you got to find the gap. Where's the gap and why something didn't work? So anytime we're moving through something, what's working? Keep doing that. And then also
Yes.
getting connected to what's not working. And getting clear on that and tweaking it. What was not working for me is I was lone wolfing it. I was trying to show up so strong. I was trying to keep people from letting them know the true me, that I don't have it all together. I'm really a hot mess, right? And if just
And we
somebody
all
gave me
are
a
at
hug,
some
it would
point in
shift
time. Yeah.
everything. Yeah. So asking for support was what got me to help to get me through my next step. Getting in tune with being vulnerable again and finding that safe space. So whatever that is for you, whether it's a community of people online, I found that I met the most amazing people online. People in my physical world weren't very supportive, right? Because they want to protect you and keep you safe too. So if you're doing something that's like a little scarier, they don't understand, they're going to be like, oh, you don't want to do that because they don't want to see
Yes.
you fail because they want to protect you. I found actually more
Yes.
support in the virtual world. So I had to lean into that and I had to stand in my own truth and trust that I could move through what I was moving through and that I got it and that God has me.
I love that for so many reasons, because that's how I met you. Like, I was online, like, and just so much amazing support out there. And to know to come out of being a lone wolf, doing it all on your own, being strong, and moving into that place of being able to accept support, because doing it on your own it's not going to work. In the long run, something's going to fall apart. And when things are falling apart, it's nice to have someone there to fall apart into or with, or with a group, because I can just see how so many women trying to hold things together, and the tension that that causes when things are sometimes meant to fall apart. But that must have required moving through some patterns for you to reach out for support and say, hey, this is what's happening for me. And the other thing you said was to notice what's working and what's not working. And what's not working is not failure, is what I'm hearing. Like, you're not failing. It's all like a big experiment, really.
Yeah, we're always testing, and I don't believe in failure. Some people say failing forward. I don't even like the word failing because I feel like there's a negative
Yeah.
connotation there. And so I'm a big believer in every step you take is action brings clarity. So every step, there's no right wrong step and there's no wrong step. It's a neutral step. It's just making a decision. Successful people are quick decision makers. They make decisions faster than the people who are unsuccessful because the unsuccessful people don't make decisions. So they stay stuck because they're scared to make a decision. That
Yeah.
fear kicks in. So when we make a decision, there's no right or wrong. It's just one step into further clarity. So I'm a big believer. I replace the word failure with clarity. If we think about it
Oh,
that
that's a
way,
gem right there. Yeah.
yeah. Failure, remove the word failure from your verbiage. Like it shouldn't even be a word in your vocabulary. Everything we do is just one step toward future, more clarity in the direction that we're going. And what worked, awesome. I keep doing that. What didn't work? Okay, I get to tweak it a little and let's retest it. Everything is testing, no matter what you want. And we talked about, not lone wolfing it. It doesn't matter what you're working on in your life, whether it's building a business, whether it's building your, creating that dream relationship, whether it's getting better health, it's important. You can't do it alone. So it's important to incorporate the word and a team into your life. A great marriage involves team. A great relationship with your children involves team. A great business that's thriving and scaling involves team. When you're moving through a health challenge, you're not doing this alone. You've got your medical team. It's important that you're trusting that team and you're creating that cohesive unit around you to keep you moving forward and to get you success in that journey that you're moving through.
Right, right. And just, it's almost like that kind of supportive incubator that can help to see you through. And also like from that very first breakthrough, like when, when she challenged you and you moved through that, like if you had stopped to say, I'll think about it overnight, you might have, like, I know how women get stuck in analysis paralysis, not just overnight, but sometimes for like 15 years. And it sounds like, because you accelerated that day, then it wasn't always fun and games, but things started to unfold for you, realizing all these things, and then establishing a team of support around you. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a question about that, because a lot of women find that when they start coming out, so to speak, some of the people around them are not that supportive. And so like, how did you pick who you wanted around you? How did you set boundaries? How did you say no to the people that you no longer resonated with? Because as you elevate, you're going to leave people behind.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question. And it's a continuous journey. It's not something that's just, you do it overnight. It's a process. And there's people that you're not going to release fully. Granted, you don't want unhealthy relationships. If there's toxic relationships in your life, it's important that you get clear on it and you release them. And that's definitely a journey and a process in itself. But some relationships you're going to just find that you're spending less time with, and you get to be very protective of your time. And people, as women, I think we can feel that selfish, but I don't believe it as it being selfish. I believe as it being self-serving in the way of getting you to your goals. We get one go round, right? When I started my business for the second time, when I relaunched it, I listened to a lot of Lisa Nichols and a lot of Les Brown. And I just remember this story that Les Brown talks about, the graveyard. If you haven't heard it, please go. It's free on YouTube. Go check it out. He's amazing. But at the end of my life, when I looked back, I had two choices. I could either look back on my life and have regret, or I could look back on my life and go, I went for it. No matter where I am, I went for it. And that's how I wanted to leave this planet. I wanted to know that I didn't leave anything on the table. I went for it. I did it scared. And by having that mentality and putting myself in rooms on social media and getting in front of those people, I drew in those people to support me. And it was super scary. It wasn't a straight line. It was an up and down, navigation. It's been 6 years, and I'm sure I'm going to have way more up and downs of the navigation through the next 6 years, every time I'm looking to up level. But I learned to start realizing who I could tell my dreams to and who I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, you tell your dreams to those who are going to support you and believe in you and raise you up, and you hold back that information. You don't let go of the love. You can still love them. You know where that place is in your relationship, but you start telling the dreams to the people that are going to help you and want to support you, no matter what that support or help looks like, or just even raise you up and give you that motivation and that strength and courage just to want to push you through. And that's typically not the people that are the closest to you. It may not be your closest loved ones, and that's okay. The reason they're doing that, it's not because they don't believe in you. It's because they don't want to see you get hurt. They love you so much that they don't want to see you fall. They don't want to see you skin your knee. They don't want to see you get disappointed. They don't want to see you fearful or you crying. They want to protect you. So that's where that comes from. It actually comes from their love of protection, But you have to realize that those are not the people that you tell those goals and dreams to. You can eventually, but you get to find the people that are going to support you and help and hold you high and move you forward. And I started learning too that when I started break, every time I have a breakdown, that is my also my green light. I love that green light term. That is my green light that I'm moving to my next breakthrough. We can't get to a breakthrough without breaking down. So when you have that, those emotional moments, or you're feeling like, you know, this might be the end of the road, this is your breakdown because you're about to level up and you're about to break through that next, that glass ceiling.
Oh man, that is so important because that is the time where a lot of people will pull back. A lot of women will say, well, this is not working. This is a bad idea anyway. Who do I think I am to be able to do this? But what you're saying is to stick through it, allow the breakdown, because you are on, with anything like breaking through a wall, there's destruction there, and it's not pretty and it's hard and it can be painful. But on the other side of it is another room there waiting for you. That's a bigger room. And also you're just that what you said about your dreams, like your dreams are important and they're special and they're precious and they're sacred. And so you get to guard that dream carefully and share it with those people that are going to appreciate it and see you in your light. And it's not for everybody to to share with. So
Yeah.
yeah, wow, there's so many, yeah, taking one right to that point and then taking that next jump, that next big leap is really isn't it isn't it to your full expansion.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Jamie Kern Lima, I heard her last weekend and she said, "You're not crazy, you're just the first." So that's what I think about when I say, you know, make sure you protect your dreams and you share them with those people or who are going to want to raise you up and support you and cheer you on, because some people in your closest circle are going to think you're crazy, but you're not crazy.
Yeah.
They only think you're crazy because they don't understand it. That's what happened in my world. They just didn't understand it. What's coaching? Why don't you just go get it, you know, go back to school and get a psychology degree so you can give people therapy. I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. That's not my vision. That's not my dream. It's not because they don't believe in you. They just don't understand. So they may think you're crazy, but you're not crazy. You're just the first. You're the first in your space to do it. You're the first to step into this new vision, this new dream that nobody else in your space or your family has had before. And it's okay. Les Brown has a story about the graveyard. And it's, you know, the graveyard is, and I'm going to paraphrase, but the grave, again, go watch him. The graveyard is the richest place on earth, because that's where most of
Oh,
the
yeah.
there's so many riches, there's so many dreams that have died with the person that's in that graveyard because they
Okay.
were too scared to go after them. And I when I heard
Well,
that,
if
I'm like, I don't want that to be me.
that right there, if that doesn't encourage and support and inspire women to break through, whatever's holding them back, then I don't know what will, because that is such a it's a very rich visual image of, like dying with your music in you. And you kind of got to be a little bit crazy to think out of the box rather than going back to university and doing a psychology, the traditional way, like to think out of the box. Like, it's okay to be crazy because we're all doing crazy stuff out here and it's way more fun.
So much more fun.
Well, Heidi, I have so enjoyed this conversation with you, and I will drop that link. I'll get it from you from Les Brown in the show notes, because I think that's a very powerful message. Where do you want to be at the end of your life? Because we're all headed there. It's coming. And how
That's the
do you want to
journey.
feel at that point? It's a journey. Yeah. So tell me, where can women follow up with you? Where can they find you? What have you got going on?
You can find me on social media. I'm everywhere except for Twitter. But I'm everywhere. You can find me on Instagram, Heidi Shock Coaching. You can find me on Facebook, Heidi Shock Coaching. I think it is too. LinkedIn. I'm also on TikTok. and Pinterest, and you can find you can check out the website. We also have a podcast. My website is HeidiShock.com, and the podcast is called Be She, which is an acronym. It stands for it's SHEBSHE, and it stands for Be Seen, Be Heard, Be Empowered, which is crazy. Let's talk about crazy. Remember, I shared with you the story, Madeline, about how fearful I was to go live and be seen and heard. If somebody would have told me that 6 years from now, you're going to have a podcast, or even 5 years, because we started last year, you're going to have a podcast called Be Seen, Be Heard, Be Empowered, I'd have been like, you are nuts, because that's the last thing I ever want to do. I just want to empower you, your listeners, that you never know where this journey is taking you. We're always evolving and growing. You don't need to know what it looks like or how you're going to get there. Just have a vision. Hold on to your vision and start taking baby steps, actions each day towards that vision. And you'll be amazed at what the doors and what the world opens up for you in your future. It's going to be better than you ever imagined.
Wow. What a story, what a living example of exactly that, coming full circle, but a completely different circle. And so thank you for just sharing, you know, your experience, your wisdom with us here today, and shining your light so brightly in the world and leading so many women forward. So thanks for being here. And I hope who's ever listening, we will leave all the links in the show notes. And thanks for being here for Women Fully Alive.
Thank you, Madeline. Such a pleasure.